If you haven't already overdosed on pumpkin spice, then you'll have room for all the food at several festivals this weekend. You can kick it off with Saturday's Made in New Jersey Festival, which includes vendors with locally made wares, food trucks, and performances by Jersey-based artists. The free fest takes place at Camden's Wiggins Waterfront Park starting at 11 a.m.
I've been a lot of places, seen pictures of the rest. But of all the places I can think of, I like Jersey best.
On Saturday in Philadelphia, Center City's Midtown Village Fall Festival takes place over multiple blocks around 13th and Walnut. It features food and drinks from area restaurants, multiple stages of live entertainment, and activities suitable for kids. It goes from noon to 8 p.m. They say Upper Darby is the world in one place, and that's reflected in its 6th annual International Festival on Saturday. It's happening at 100 Garrett Road near the Five Points intersection. Live dance and music performances, food, and community vendors will be on hand, and there will be the traditional parade of flags to celebrate the community's diversity. The event starts at 1 p.m. We love our beer in Philly almost as much as we love our sports teams. Sometimes they go together. This weekend, you can choose brews or birds or both. At Citizens Bank Park, the All-Star Craft Brew and Wine Festival takes place on Saturday. I think you can tell by the title what to expect. USA Today voted among the top 5 beer fests in the world. There are 2 entry times. The day session starts at 1 p.m. and the night session starts at 6 p.m. VIP tickets bring extras, including early entry and Phillies alumni meets and greets. On Sunday, the Eagles play the Commanders next door at the Link in their 2nd home game this season. If you're tailgating, you might want to keep that commemorative beer glass from the festival handy because you're going to fill that up for sure. The game starts at 1 p.m. It's last call this season for Parks on Tap, Philly's roving beer garden. It's traveled around to several of the city's parks, but its last session takes place on the Strawberry Mansion Bridge. Yeah, that's right. Which we figure will be closed to traffic for the occasion. Parks on Tap finishes up Sunday night at 10 p.m. Good music goes down like fine wine, especially when it's a classic R&B group reuniting. The original members of Tony are performing together for the first time in decades with frontman Rafael Sadiq. They're at the Met Philadelphia tonight at 8 p.m., so you can still get your tickets. We have our glass of wine to start off the weekend, but not before we pay homage to more great musicians. The Starman David Bowie tribute is back.
Didn't know what time it was, the lights were low, oh, oh. I leaned back on my radio, oh, oh. Some cat was laying down some rock and roll, that is all he said.
Tribute performer Joey Bowie and his 7-piece band perform music from all the eras of Bowie's career and do so in character. They'll be at City Winery on Saturday at 7:30. Tonight, orchestra fans have reason to rejoice. Yo-Yo Ma opens up the Philadelphia Orchestra's 124th season under the direction of Yannick Nzay-Segan. The show at Verizon Hall starts at 7 p.m., and there are still tickets. That's our time, and as always, we invite you to our website, whyy.org/things to do, for the details on what you've heard and even more events. We'll be back this time next Thursday with more options. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.